All right, here we go. This is from Jason. Is Donovan the jerk for not respecting the tradition and sanctity of getting on one knee when proposing marriage?
Ooh. Is it required?
Boy, that's it's a big whiff. It is one of the like three things that I think you're supposed to do, and I think you might have missed on two of them. Like,
what's the other one?
The ring. The lady really wants it to be in public.
No, I don't think my wife.
You don't think she would have cared about that?
You know what?
Mine didn't want it.
I think the longer we get, like the. What am I trying to say? I think as the years go, that's a bigger thing than what it was when I proposed.
Really?
I don't think the whole public, so we can take pictures and all that, was a big thing when I proposed.
Well, I don't know if it's the pictures so much as the all eyes in the room being on her.
Yeah, but okay, so the public, I could have done it at her best friend's wedding. That's
yeah.
No, you can't do that.
No, I think you do. Well, I mean, I say that because that's what I did. I did it at a restaurant.
Yeah, mine wanted it to be in private. Like, she was very specific about, I don't want it in public. I don't want people to be around. I was like, you don't want me to get your family around? She's like, no. I was like, okay.
Okay, well, then the other two were on the knee and have a ring.
I had a ring.
Good.
The ring is a big deal. If you didn't have a ring, I've never understood the guys that, I know the box is empty right now, but one day.
Yeah, that's
like, the what? Bad move.
There's no way.
You gotta you have can't the ring.
Even, right.
Well, because what are we doing at that point? Like,
why do we get on a knee? What's the, does anybody know? Is there a
chivalry? I don't know.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
I don't know. I didn't feel like it was like corny or anything. I just didn't think about it.
Yeah.
And I was in my sister's bedroom, so it's probably not one of the.
Yeah, you said there might have been a Barbie there or something. Yeah,
Cabbage Patch doll or something. I don't know.
It's from back in medieval times when knights would kneel on one knee to show deep respect and loyalty to royalty.
Oh, yeah. You saw it in Game of Thrones all the time. They have to bend the knee. They have to take the knee.
And if you don't, what happens?
Your head gets chopped off.
She could have cut your head off.
And would have been justified because.
Right. Drill him in the butt.
She accepted it. And look at us now.
Yeah, you're doing great.
As happy as we've ever been.
Has she ever brought that up that you. Like, did
it was. It was early on, yes.
Yeah, she goes, I can't believe you didn't get on.
No, it wasn't anything like that. But,
okay,
you know,
then you're
not
a jerk.
You'll see other people get engaged, and, you know, she'll kind of look over at me because everyone's taking a knee. I will bet you that 98% of the people asking their hand in marriage will get on one knee.
I bet, and I'm one of the 2% that didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm a 1%er. I'm the one that didn't.
You can wear the leather cut with the 1% on.
But half of those marriages end in divorce. And we still together.
Fair enough.
So many live in color. My references are out of control.
Yeah, you're doing great.
All right, here we go. My wife and I recently met up with my parents as they had a layover on their way to Florida. We visited for a while, and at one point, my childhood dog, Rocky, got brought up. And I was still a little upset about his recent passing, so I went to the bathroom while they kept talking. And I will stop you there, Justin. Because that is a scenario from King of Queens.
What?
Okay. And he tried to give it as P1 Tom. Yeah. I'm not going to even finish the rest because I know exactly what's happening here.
What a made-up name.
Amazing.
What's this guy's deal?
Two times.
He's trying to ruin our segment.
Two times.
We got to get him back.
Oh, don't you worry.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Don't you worry. If you think it's just going to be obvious about what we do, then you're ridiculous.
He's going to come in here for Monto on the Mavs one day, and we're just going to nail him. He's not going to even see it coming.
Snipers always lay in wait.
Always. Boy, this one is going to be true.
There's your daily reference.
I know this one is going to hit Matt really closely, so this is why we're doing this. This is from Mike. Afternoon, fellas. Not sure if this has been sent in yet, but I'm sure it's happened to every single person who has ever grocery shopped. I feel like I said that wrong, weird. I'm not going to even start on cart etiquette while shopping. This email is in regards to the express 15 items or less checkout. I normally shop several days a week in small doses, so I almost always have 15 items or thereabouts. I am always conscious about how many items I have when going through the line. So my question is, am I the jerk? Just left the store and had 7 items. So I went to my express lane and had a lady in front of me unloading her cart. Now, normally I don't care if you have 12 or 20 items, but this lady had 47 items.
Yeah, you shouldn't
yes,
be
I counted.
In the lane.
There is no gain for me making a smart ass remark to her. So I just stood there and waited for her to bag all her crap up and leave. hopefully this makes her the jerk, right?
100%, 1000%, she is the jerk. And usually in that situation, I'll make a show out of, oh, okay, so this is the 10 items or less line, huh?
Just kind of to yourself?
Yeah, just out loud and see if they'll turn around and then just stare at them.
See, I think this is the this is a combination of grocery stores are leaning more into the self-checkout, so you'll have a regular self-checkout next to a 10 items or less self-checkout. And then the other part of that is everybody's just living in their own world, doing whatever they think is the right thing, not paying attention to signs and how things are done in certain places. And I think that's how 47 item lady ends up in the 10 items or less line. She's just living in her own world.
Right. And sometimes you have to remind people that there's actually another world
now
where the rest of us live.
I will say there are times that there aren't any checkouts and the only thing available is to scan it yourself and bag it yourself. There are times in a grocery store where there's just no one there. So you have no choice.
Or you could get in the line where you're supposed to go. And
but if you have no choice, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
if just wait for a checker to come around?
No, it is a choice. You can choose to go and check out your 50 items and the 10 items or less. Or you can choose to do what you're supposed to do and go to the line. Now, if it's a self-checout line and it doesn't
have a
sign.
Did you not hear what I said?
No, I don't think he was listening.
I got you.
No, don't think he did.
Sometimes there aren't checkers available. Sometimes they aren't there.
Oh, I thought you were saying...
Because not all of the self-checkout lines are 10 items or less.
No. I thought you were saying that all the lines had people in them, and so the only way...
No.
Okay, I got you.
There are sometimes when you go to a store,
then you have to go
there.
The
only time to check out is the
self-checkout. Then the store is the jerk.
Right.
For breaking their own rule, and they should tear down the sign.
What?
It's either 10 items or less or it isn't. And I get some leeway. If you got like 15 items, okay, whatever. But 50.
I know you're pretty passionate about this. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
No, it just drives me insane. It was like during COVID when you would go to grocery shop and it would say one-way aisles and people just go the opposite way. Then why? Then take up the signs. If you're not going to have the store come out and be like, hey, 10 items or less, you can't be in this lane. Then take down the damn sign. Last night pissed me off.
I need a 10 items or less cop sitting over there.
It's security. I don't know what he doesn't have a gun.
You know what? I would volunteer for that.
Oh, that's 12. You gotta move along, buddy.
And would I say, oh, okay. I think I'd say, man, get out of here. I'm right here. Dude, I'm going to check it out.
I'd be collecting that paycheck, and I wouldn't say anything to anyone.
I wouldn't either.
I would.
I just have
we know you
I'd have a Kit Kat reading a magazine.
You might volunteer to do that
I would.
Job.
Sit there and be like, that's 13. Lane over here, please. I don't get it. Oh, so.
He's putting in 23 hours
a
week.
Ask, I would hold up a sign and be like, can you read this? And they would read it to me. Like, oh, so you can read. So you just chose to ignore the 10 items or less sign that is in the lane that you got into.
And I would run over his toes with my car to get to my lane to scan my items and see what else is he going to do. Are you just going to take a couple items out of my cart and throw them out so I can have 10?
I would take the mace off my belt.
But there's sir, no way
back
that
away.
Is,
He's not. He's
mace
an,
me.
He's a volunteer. He's not there in an official capacity. He can have whatever weapon he wants.
You have a stun gun, and you're just standing there.
I take pesticides out, and I go, "Oh, let me spray this on your non-organic fruit and make it worse."
He pulls his bow and arrow out.
Lord, man!
Again, why do we have? What's the point of having the lane for it if people aren't going to abide by it and the store isn't going to enforce it? Then I don't
loose why guidelines. Ever have it?
Kind of like the tollway. Why act like the speed limit is 55? Just get rid of that sign.
They should get rid of the sign on the tollway. I agree with you on that because no one's adhering to that.
No.
And you will get run over going 80 on the tollway.
Right.
By me.
Glad you brought that up.
Gentle invaders. One evening, I was walking a small dog in the neighborhood when she decided to populate a rather unkempt yard with a small pile of hell. Just then, I hear a gruff voice from the garage. Hey, dude, you better pick that up. I turned around and showed the stranger the poop bag in my hand, and he stared me down saying, use it next time, too. I have never not used a bag, so not sure if he is confusing me with someone else, but I am annoyed. So I told him to lighten the F up. I then raised the lid of his trash bin and tossed the poop bag into the bin. which I might add is still out on the street 3 days after trash day. He took a step out of the garage, but stopped when I just stood there looking at him. I should add that I am 6'1", 215. P.S.
Ooh,
he has come and take it and don't tread on me bumper stickers on his lifted Dodge Ram. Am I the jerk?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes.
For two the jerks trash don't can make thing. A right.
For throwing your poo bag in his trash bin.
Post-interaction.
Yes. That is.
Are you supposed to take it with you and throw it away at your house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I don't have an animal. So.
Yeah, you're not supposed to throw. It's really frowned upon to throw anything away in anybody else's trash can, but especially a poop bag.
Because you could have been committing a crime and trying to frame somebody.
And especially after a confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
That you just lifted it up and threw it and stared at him. And you're just going back and forth. Yeah. Two jerks don't make a right.
It's a very McLaren move, though.
It is.
That guy's yard probably has been peppered with the dew from other dogs. And, like, that's terrible, too.
Because I will admit that if it's an unkempt yard, I don't mind if the dog goes. I'm picking it up still.
Yeah.
I'm going to always pick it up. But it's not one of the ones. Because if someone's outside, let's say they're outside in their yard working or something, and my dog is, I'm walking the dog. If he even sniffs around that yard, I would say, come on, man. Like, not here.
Because
they're out.
And they care about it.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah, that would,
and
yeah.
I try not to have him just drop butt right when they're outside just paying attention to it. I will admit that if the yard hasn't been mowed in a while and it's just weedy and all that stuff, I don't care, man.
Add some fertilizer to it.
Go and
prime territory.
Unleash everything that you have in that thing.
But
we'll pick it up as much as we possibly can. Amen. But I'm not throwing the bag in anyone's trash bin.
That's aggressive.
That is very, very aggressive.
Like a double jerk move.
Yeah, that could be like
created another jerk.
The start of a physical confrontation that we just don't want. We're walking dogs and we're having a good time.
Well, he's 6'2", 215, so no one's gonna bow up to him.
And if the dog is small, he's just unleashing little pellets anyway. It's
like
no big deal.
You ever catch somebody with their dog doing it in your yard?
Doing it.
I mean,
yeah, I have. If they pick it up, I'm fine because I do have a dog and I understand. I did one time find that they unleashed their dog hell and then they started to walk off and that elicited a open the door. Hey, come on.
See, I've done that.
Like, please, just pick it up. I'm not saying he can't do it. Just pick it up.
Like, dude,
bitch
I'm
ass
home.
MF-er. I didn't say that.
You thought it, though.
Oh, I was. If they just would have kept going, we would have had issues.
Then you just bowed up.
And what if I would have brought my dog out and they would have had like a West Side Story battle. Just a dance battle.
Man,
who is gonna.
You reference that more than any other musical.
That's the only one that had the dance battle.
Your
that's all I know.
It's true.
That's all I know.
It's just, I swear, like once every couple weeks we get a West Side Story reference.
Well, we'll keep track of
because
it.
Because dance battles are fun.
They are.
We need more dance battles.
I agree. That would be awesome.
Dance great.
What were you saying?
Oh, whoa.
You win.
All right, that's Am I the Jerk for the week. Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com. Send in those submissions.